All right, so we're here in San Pedro at Brewery West, and I am with Danielle. Danielle's the one that put together this amazing event. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
it's almost dark at this point. We've been going for a good amount of time. Hey, so let's start with something fun. What was your favorite beer today?
I like The Dog Ate My Homework.
That's exactly what I've been drinking. It's the best one. I swear.
It's great.
It is.
Brewery West in San Pedro. It's a local beer.
Yeah. So you actually put on this event really for your past clients. And we talked about how we've known each other for a really long time. We've been working together for at least 10 years, if not longer.
I think longer, but we won't age ourselves.
I like to age myself, though, because people like believe in mom. You know what I mean? And
right.
Like when you're an older mom, then they could say, oh, she knows what she's doing. She's mature. I'm not really that mature, guys, really. But I am mature when it comes to loans and doing work. And so is Danielle. Danielle, you've been doing this for a long time. You grew up just like me from diapers. You were listening to your dad talk about real estate. And, you know, your first word, like Kyle a couple weeks ago, was probably TI calculator and appraisal.
I definitely have the TIs.
Oh, for sure. Your dad was like, I need to run a payment. Danielle, go get my calculator. And you knew exactly which one that it was that he needed.
I still have my dad's calculator.
But did you use it in high school also, the TI?
Are you absolutely. That? I was a math major.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We're talking to a really smart girl over here. you've got degrees, like a couple.
My major is applied mathematics. I went to UCLA. Bruins fans.
Uh-huh.
My executive assistant went to USC, so we have a little in-house rivalry.
Sounds like my house. Shane was born in Wisconsin. I was born in Illinois, so we've got a Bears Packers thing going on.
Yeah. And then I minored in accounting, and I minored in computer science.
So we've got a really smart real estate agent behind the microphone right now, which is great. So what did you think about the day, though? Did you have fun?
Absolutely. I thought it was a great day, and I thought a lot of clients got a lot of individual attention and got to answer all of their pertinent questions that they came to get answered.
Yeah. And this is something that you always do for your clients. You've got all kinds that you stood up and you had a big list of everything throughout the year that you guys have going on.
Right.
One of them that I think is really cool is the shredding event. Now, I know if you're out there and you're listening and it's Go Country and you're going to Stagecoach, it's not going to work. But if you're not going to Stagecoach, tell them all about it because that's kind of a big deal.
So our next event is going to be a champagne and shredding day. So we have a big shredding truck coming to our office. And if you have boxes or bags of paperwork that needs to be shredded after tax season, we will have the shredding truck sit there and shred it for you while we sip on champagne, and you do not have to shred it yourself.
And let me just tell you something about Danielle. It is all about drinking. So
do you notice all our events are news and brews?
News
champagne
and brews.
Champagne and shredding.
Yes. I love it. I absolutely love it. But on top of that, though, you guys have some really great things as well. You're doing the Kiwanis Club, which is all about the reading for the kids. I heard you talk about that. You said that you're a founding member here San Pedro or LA?
It's going to be in the South Bay area. So I am a founding member of the Kiwanis organization. It's a worldwide organization to promote reading for young children. And I am the treasurer now of that organization. And we just had our first meeting a couple weeks ago, and our next meeting is coming up.
And we talked today about your tax homeowner exemption and, you know, what you can do to save a little bit of money there. You had Tom, your insurance agent, out, and we talked to him a little bit earlier in the show. He's great. He was looking at policies all day long for people that were here and, you know, talking about where they were maybe not covered enough or needed to have a little bit more coverage, make sure that they have what they need. I know you're going through a personal experience right now where you had some pipe leak, right?
Yes. Unfortunately, we just finished our remodel in January and we had a pipe burst in our house a couple weeks ago. And we have a good portion of our house down to the studs again.
Oh, no.
But thank goodness we have really good coverage on our home. So it is an insurance claim. It was a pretty major leak that went on. And I just, you know, really urge people to take a look at it now before you have something major happen in your life and you're crossing your fingers hoping that you have the correct coverage for what just happened.
Well, and that's what Tom talked about. He said, you know, you need to be looking at your insurance at least once a year. You need to make sure that you have the right coverages and your home is going up in value. You know, everything is changing annually, so it's definitely important to do that. So I thought that was great. I mean, everything that you guys are doing for your clients, and these are past clients. It's not, you know, you don't just leave them at the curb. We talked about that a little bit earlier today. You know, you don't close the escrow and then bye-bye, see you later. I'm done with you. I'm finished. You're never finished. That's what's great about Team Whitney. You guys just continue going and moving forward. So anybody at all that wants to work with Danielle, I couldn't tell you enough. She knows everything about the South Bay. You've sold homes for us out in the Inland Empire. You've sold homes in Orange County. You know, you guys are doing it everywhere, but really you take that extra step for your clients, which is awesome. And that's what Mortgage Mom Radio wants to suggest to people, is that you have an agent like, you know, Danielle and you know, her whole team.
Yeah, we like to take care of people for life. It's not just about the one transaction. It's about building wealth for family and also protecting the assets that they have.
Yeah. So we've actually got Susie sitting here next to you, and Susie's actually a past client as well of you and actually of me. So she's looking like she's really scared. We're going to put these headphones on her right now. We're going to make her talk. Mike's sitting next to me too, and we might be able to nudge him over a little bit. We've done a couple deals with Mike as well. So
I've just noticed her just sitting here giggling, listening to you guys going, I know I'm next. I'm worried.
That's okay. Okay. Come on, Susie. It's okay. Get in there. All right. Are you all right today? You're good?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've worked with Danielle.
Yes.
And you've worked with me.
Yes.
Yes. So, and you guys are, you and Mike actually are thinking about taking the next step and buying another something else, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're hoping to. Yes.
So how was your experience though? Like when Danielle was working with you, did you feel like you got everything that you needed? She was always accessible. Every question was answered for you. You didn't feel like you were in the dark as you were moving, you know, through your transaction.
Right. Danielle was awesome. Like, I was so afraid because I bought this home on my own, and I've been saving and saving and saving. And so, you know, you're putting your life savings down and you're worried about everything and stressed out. And Danielle was like by my side the whole time and made it so easy. And she really went above and beyond. And like, we also did like a Mills Act application, and we were up against a deadline.
Uh-huh.
So she did everything for me, had the seller sign all the paperwork, and I mean, she didn't miss a beat. And
and you got into your home?
Yeah, in 30 days, closed the escrow. Like, she made everything so easy, and I just couldn't be happier. And I feel so lucky that I met her and that she was able to do this for us. And
no, it's awesome. And then, you know, one thing, I've actually got a pretty good memory, and people laugh at me all the time. They're like, how do you remember that? You know, I mean, when did we close your loan? How long ago?
Almost
2 years ago. But I do remember in the back of my mind that you work for a bank.
Yes.
And I'm not going to say which bank that it is, but I was really surprised when Danielle said, you have to call my lender. You have to talk to Debbie. And I'm not your bank. I'm not where you work. That's not where, you know, you're getting your paycheck from. So, you know, what made you actually feel like, you know what, I'm going to call outside of my bank? Because a lot of people that actually, they have their bank, that's where they do all their banking transactions, and they feel like, you know, that's where I need to get my loan done as well. What made you feel comfortable to call me?
Well, Danielle actually recommended that I talk to you, and, you know, I'm so happy that I did, because, yeah, like, I work on loans myself. And
I remember that.
I know every, you know, all the back end stuff, and I'm pretty picky. And so when I worked with you, like, it was so easy too. Like, both of you guys together are a great team. And, you know, every question, like I said, like, I know I could be super annoying and like asking tons of questions, but you guys were so patient and like worked with me for everything. I was nitpicky on the escrow and the fees and everything. And
And that's what we want. We want to make sure that you're getting the deal that you can get, the best deal that you can get, and that you're getting it done the right way, and that you're comfortable and that you understand and that you've been explained everything. That's what we want.
Yeah. And you made everything so easy for me. And that's what I really appreciate about both of you guys, is this process was so easy, and like, I am so happy. And that's hard to find. You can't find that. A lot of people are complaining about the getting the mortgage, or, you know, the lender, or
the stress.
The realtor.
Just the stress in general, in a purchase, is very, there's a lot there. And first time home buyers a lot of times don't understand. And you do work on the loan side for the bank. What is it that you do?
I'm in commercial real estate, so I do loan processing for commercial loans and business loans.
Okay, and so, but you would, typically, most people would assume that you know more than maybe just the average first-time buyer that doesn't know anything, because you've got some sort of general knowledge of the process. And, you know, but what's funny is that even when I do my own loan, I almost feel dumb. I feel like I don't understand, and I'm, you know, even though I know that I know the answers, I always second-guess myself, because it's it's me doing my own personal loan. So I'm sure that you felt a little bit the same way. You know, I understand this, but I wonder if it's the same. I wonder if it's different.
Yes. And yeah, like I said, I had a lot of questions, and you guys really answered everything and didn't make me feel stupid or, you know.
No, never.
And, Danielle, she also, like, she was there all the time. Like, anytime I needed, you too, like, anytime I needed anything, I could text in the middle of the night and she would answer. You know, she was always there. And I think that is really special. You don't find that in a lot of realtors, you know?
Yeah, not at all. So, hey, guys, anybody listening, you guys want to talk with Danielle, I can't tell you, I can't urge you enough that she is just an absolutely amazing real estate agent. And on top of that, she's got her whole team around her. I think a lot of her team is her family, which is the best team to have. So just text me. Text the word MOM to 474747. And all you have to say is Danielle in your text message, and I will make sure that I get the two of you guys connected. Susie, thank you so much. You were amazing. I do
They're
really
good.
Appreciate it.
They're good.
They are. They're great. And I was trying to get Mike on, but he's sitting over there with just a
You
big
don't want
smile
to come in on this?
Face.
He's no. enjoying his, what's the name of that beer? Everyone's drinking the same beer. What's the name of that beer?
Dog ate my homework, but I think his is different. Which one are you on?
Belgian.
Oh, he's drinking some Belgian thing.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, you're on the All Belgian. Right. The Belgian. And you're actually a computer guy.
Oh, hold on. We're getting him into it. Hold on. You can't talk to him without here.
Yeah,
here,
yeah,
go
yeah.
ahead. What?
I make signs.
He makes signs. But you work with your dad. It's another family business, right? That's why you guys are great.
I retired my father.
Oh, did you really? That's awesome. I love it.
You retired your father? That must be a huge deal.
He's out of there.
Did he give you all the stuff?
He gave me nothing.
No, that's not true. He gave you all the experience that you need to know.
He gave you a future where you can someday buy a home through Mortgage Mom Radio.
Yeah, well, he's going to buy about his third home through Mortgage Mom
Radio.
That's
true.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, Mike's pretty good. And you know what? Actually, I need some Mortgage Mom Radio signs, so I'm going to give you a call for sure. Anyway, it's thank you so much, Danielle, Susie, Mike. You guys were amazing. This was such a fun event. Everybody listening, like we told you guys, when we advertise that we're going to have an event, you guys need to sign up. You need to come out. We always have a good time. It's really fun. Hi, this is Debbie, the Mortgage Mom. I actually had a question last week that came from a caller, and they wanted to know if it was too late to reach out to me because they just opened escrow about 4 days ago, and they weren't quite sure about the loan program that they were being offered. They weren't happy about the interest rate, but thought maybe they were too late and they had to take that loan that they were being offered by their lender, by their loan officer. It is never too late. We close loans very quickly here at Mortgage Mom Radio, and we're going to take a look at your entire scenario, give you a consultation, make sure that you're getting the right loan program, the right interest rate, the correct loan fees, and we have absolutely no problem helping you at this point in time. So please give me a call. You're going to call and you're going to talk to me one-on-one. You can reach me at my office at 844-935-3634, or hey, text the word MOM to 474747.
Okay, we are live here on location here at Brewery West. Don't ask us to spell it.
Oh, definitely not after the two beers I've had. I'm not spelling that, that's for sure.
We have spoken to a lot of people. We have drinking a lot of beer. Which one was your favorite there? You probably stuck with the same one, huh?
I stuck with the same one. I'm not a big beer drinker. I get a little bit more into the vodkas would be probably my favorite.
Well, they don't have that here.
They don't have that here. It is straight brewery all the way.
Mom,
so
Mom likes a mixed drink then? Not stirred.
I like mixed drinks and I like wine and I really, really like red wines. And so I got this, the Dog Ate My Homework beer. I don't know if it's called a lager. I'm not a big.
It's like a berry beer.
It's raspberry.
Yeah.
And it was pretty amazing. It was really, really good. So if none of you have actually been out here to the brewery, you guys should actually check it out. It's a really cool environment.
It's down in San Pedro, down by Long Beach.
Yeah, down right? by the docks. And it's, you know, it's actually a really cool environment. Very casual, very laid back. We had a great time. You guys can hear the noise going on around us. It was, you know, it's fun. I got to catch up with some clients that I had never met in person that I've done loans for. I got to meet new clients that, you know, I haven't done any work with yet. It was a cool day.
What was your favorite part?
My favorite part.
Yeah, besides having Manny here going like the basketball game's over.
I know, we gotta go home, Mom. And I'm thinking, you're on the books, man. You're getting paid hourly right now. So Chillax. What was my best part? I just think it was cool to just, meet and greet people, and that's what we do. And when, you know, we're talking about an event that we're going to do, we're not joking that it's, you know, it's a Mortgage Mom radio event. We're going to be out there. We're going to have the radio equipment out. Barry's here. He's been recording everything we've been doing, and, you know, people are learning and having fun, and they're relaxing, and, you know, it was just a great day.
Okay, so before we get out of here, I mean, we are, even though you're hearing this on the air, Go Country 105 right now, we're at the office, like, answering the phone.
We are at the office. We are answering the phones. This happened 2 weeks ago. You guys missed us. We gave you all the invitation to come on out. You guys could have. Next time, take us up on it. It would have been 2 free beers. You could have sat down with the Mortgage Mom, been behind the, you know, the microphone.
Every so often, like, we've been doing these webinars online and stuff, but every so often, we give you about a month's notice.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we promote it, and then, you know, you can show up and hang out with us.
That's right. So get you on the air. But we are here. We're here at the office. So taking calls right now. Anybody that's got questions about anything that Juanita had to say, anything that Frank had to say, anything Tony had to talk about, you know, we've had them all on today. Feel free to call. We're here. It's 844-935-3634.
What's that spell?
That spells 844-WE-LEND for you. With
I always
the number
wanted to
four.
Say that. I always wanted to say that. Okay, let's leave them today with a text message, okay?
Sure.
This is a text question that came in from Jill.
Okay.
From the 424, which is, you know, local.
Okay.
I don't think San Pedro, but where's 424?
My goodness,
I think it's like Inglewood or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's an LA area code now.
She says, can a homeowner carry a second on the home rather than putting down a down payment? The first broker that Jill spoke to said her company does not work with this option.
So I think she's asking if you can get a second mortgage carried by the seller, which yes, you can. It depends on the loan program that Jill is trying to get into and whether or not they allow a second and to what CLTV, which everybody's going to be, what?
What's
CL
that?
What? So CLTV is your combined loan to value. So if you think about what is your loan to value, it is your loan to your value. You buy the house for $500,000 and you get a loan for $400,000 and you are at an 80% loan to value. So if the mortgage that she is getting into, the type of financing, the program allows for, you know, a second mortgage, a combined loan to value. It does not matter if it comes with from the seller. It doesn't matter if it comes from another bank. It doesn't matter where it comes from. Many, many, many loans do offer a combined loan to value. And I would tell Jill that she should probably call Mortgage Mom Radio right now and let's talk, since I'm here at the office and I'm listening to us 2 weeks ago at the Brewery West.
You know, we should tell them right now because there's a misconception that when we're on the air,
yep,
we can't answer the phone.
We always answer the phone.
Yeah, even when we're talking.
Even when we're talking, we always answer the phone. And even if it's not us, we've got somebody that answers and puts them on hold. If we've got too many people on hold, it'll actually go to the call service. Call service will take your name and your telephone number. And they do text us and we call back. We do not leave the station until the calls have all been made. So there is nobody that will go without hearing back from us.
Well, the show ends on the radio right here, but yep, it doesn't end forever.
It does not end forever, and we're around for the rest of the week. We are Mortgage Mom Radio. So you guys can always call us, 844-935-3634. Text us, text the word MOM to 474747. Send us those questions, and send me an email, Debbie at mortgagemomradio.com, and I'll see you guys next week.